This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Always a lot going on at the Roseburg Public Library, and Director Chris Wiley in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
You've got a special event happening tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, special is right. We are welcoming New York Times bestselling author TJ Klune back. He is from Roseburg. We are super excited that he has added us to his tour for his latest book, and he'll be at the library at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Now, I imagine, I'm just taking a guess here, that you probably were very familiar with him, but maybe didn't know he was from here.
Well, you know, he was not on my radar until just a handful of years ago when his big breakout book, The House in the Cerulean Sea, came out. And you're right. I had never heard of him before that. And then I didn't know that he was from Roseburg until that point. And so now I've kept up with his latest three books. He is absolutely a delightful author. Love what he does. And can't wait to hear about his work from him.
It is interesting. I mean, there are other people that write books, but to be at this level and to go, oh, yeah, I went to Roseburg High School, and I don't remember what year it was, but and 30 books for young adults and adults, that's a lot.
Well, he's been doing this for a long time and really started out and did a lot of his career working with books for youth. And these last three books, he's shifted that focus. I think they're great books for young adults, but his publishers have really marketed these for adults. So The House in the Cerulean Sea, Under the Whispering Door, and then the book he's touring with tomorrow night is In the Lives of Puppets, and that just came out at the end of last month.
And if people attend, you're going to be giving away some.
Yes, we are. We are going to give away 40 copies of the book, made possible by the Friends of the Roseburg Public Library and While Away Books. We only bought 20 copies, and then we were hearing from so many people saying they were coming, so we added another 20 copies. There will not be books for sale tomorrow night, so we're giving away those. Anybody who attends can get a ticket and have an opportunity to win those. They're welcome to bring their copies as well of his other books to have signed.
So have you actually met him before?
No. I'm as excited as anybody else to meet him.
And to do this as a live in-person event, you know, we used to do those things.
Yes, we did. And it turned out, maybe last fall, winter, I reached out to his folks to see if he would do a Zoom program, because I thought there's no way we're going to get TJ Klune to come. Well, it turns out he was going to do this tour. It all worked out perfectly. He's on the West Coast at other locations. We're just thrilled he's back here.
I wonder, do you remember what age range he's kind of in?
He's in the 40s, early 40s.
I wonder if there are going to be people that either hear this or show up at the event or go, wait a second, I went to high school with him.
Well, my understanding is he was born and raised here, but did leave in his teen years.
Ah, okay.
Yes, that's my understanding. I think we'll get maybe more of that biography tomorrow night.
Interesting. That's just fascinating to get a New York Times bestselling author in your library.
And his books are all available through the library. They're also on our digital platforms, Cloud Library and Libby. And you might get a chance to win one tomorrow night as well.
Wow. So talk about other things going on, because I know you're getting close to summer and the special kids programming.
Kyle, you would not believe the amount of energy that we have expended getting ready for the summer reading program. It's the biggest thing we do every year. We're super excited. June 1st through August 26th, programs for all ages, lots of prizes, lots of incentives to read. What we want to do with this program is help bridge the gap between school years and develop this lifelong love of reading and learning. And you too can become a TJ Klune, or like me, you can become just a reader and become passionate about books and sharing that energy with others.
I understand that a lot of young people, it's that summertime when you really figure out as a parent whether they're interested in reading or whether they just read because that's what you have to do to get through classes.
Mm-hmm. And coming to the library is a great opportunity to find books that may just speak to you. We have a broad collection, 25,000 books for youth. And there's something in there for every single kind of reader.
What about things happening this summer with adults?
Well, we are having our summer reading program for adults as well. We continue to have our silent book group the last Thursdays of every month at 6:30. We're going to have a special date, June 1st, because of my schedule. That's at the library this time. We have our online book group, second Tuesdays of every month at 6:30. And then we're going to be discussing Jane Austen's works on June 15th. That's a Thursday at 6:30 on Zoom. I'm just in the middle of Emma, and it is delightful.
Wow. So again, tomorrow night, give us all the information again.
TJ Clune, May 18th, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the library in the Ford Room.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.